When we see people making choices that, in our opinion, look likely to cramp and restrict the work of the Holy Spirit, it's often tricky to know whether to point these things out, or just to lift the situation to the Lord and leave Him to sort it out. Given that our perspective is by no means bound to be right, it can often be a kindness even to let people find things out for themselves. But the scripture also reminds us that open rebuke is better than hidden love, and that whoever rebukes a person will in the end gain more favour than the one who has a flattering tongue.
I often prefer to give prophetic hints rather than having to spell matters out, because the spiritually sensitive will cotton on and act accordingly. But some people are so lacking in empathy that they simply cannot read between the lines and take a hint, and they need to have matters spelt out for them. There's no automatic right and wrong. We have to seek the Lord what to do each time. But if we're concerned for each other's eternal well-being, why be fluffy? Think what a disaster it would have been for the future of the church if Paul had not confronted Peter in the way that he did in Galatians. What if John on Patmos had received God's warnings for the seven churches but then kept them to himself? These were perspectives that needed to be shared.
Concerning these concerns that you have for people, would the Lord have you take them privately to Him in prayer? Or are they warnings that He needs you to pass on to people?